Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what is going on, you guys? It is your girl here, Simply T, Doubly Poetry, daughter of the late, great Jane Zane of the living and giving Lisa L. And welcome to another episode of the Paradigm Shift Combo, a show created to spark interest and conversation on societal norms, and in most cases, challenges relevance and agenda. The idea of shifting the paradigm is considered rebellious or brash, but in the spoken word open mic communities in which I dwell, this disruption is not only common, but required. Hi, I'm Simply T Poetry, a combat veteran stumbling back into civilian life with a probationary opinion and a handcuffed tongue, excited to freely speak about whatever the hell I want. This is a Paradigm Shift Combo. It is yet another time on the Paradigm Shift where I get to talk about my favorite subject in the whole wide world, me. And in the conversation of me, there is so much to be discussed because I've come from such a crazy place. Most of it has honestly been dealing with the military and the combat veteranism in me. But to be honest, I've learned that some of my situations and the things that I deal with actually come from my childhood. And we always think that if you didn't have like a really effed up childhood, that it wasn't that bad. Or maybe that's just kind of how I grew up. Because I grew up with the thought that when I heard about people's childhoods, I was like, oh no, I had a great childhood. And I did. I really did. I grew up in a home with both of my parents. So I felt like, for one, I took out 50% of divorced parent children because they were in one parent homes. So I was like, oh, My growing up wasn't horrible. I had both of my parents. But I think that we tend to not realize how much other things play a part in the way we grow up. And I felt like because I had both of my parents and because I live with both of my siblings and we all grew up in this beautiful house in the country, that I didn't have any freaking issues. Especially when you listen to some people around you and they're like, oh no, my parents got divorced when I was six and I live in a one parent home and my mom struggles for money. And I'm like, I don't got any of those issues. So clearly I have to be way better off than most. But no, that's not the case. Don't think that your environment of or lack thereof does not play a huge part of things that you have to deal with. I just had a conversation when I was talking about, we were talking about body shaming, and it's something that we'll get into later, but it doesn't matter if you're skinny or fat. Skinny people get body shamed just like fat people get body shamed. And in the same regard, people who have these broken homes get shamed, but people who come from a loving so-called family, they don't have issues. And you're wondering like, oh, you have money, this, that. Yeah, but the Menendez brothers had money too. And, you know, they're mass murderers. So let's just be clear that just because you grow up in a place where everything is okay doesn't mean that you don't have issues and you're not and that you're going to be mentally stable, because that's not always the case in situations. And like, I'm learning that it's not necessarily the case for me. I grew up in a predominantly white neighborhood and we were the token black kids for the most part. And, you know, I didn't get picked on, but there was definitely times where I was attracted to my little white counterparts and they'd be like, you're so pretty, Tanya, but I can't take you home. What the fuck? What do you mean you can't take me home? Like, my mom has such a hard time understanding that I dealt with racism as a child because it's just so far-fetched from what she deemed was popping in the 80s or the 90s. And I'm like, no, that shit still exists here in the 90s. I know you thought it was over when Jim Crow popped, but no, I'm still dealing with racism. And I'm still the token black girl and people think that I'm Nana and they want me to wash their clothes and let them be breastfed and shit. Like, no, honey. That is not what I am here to do. So as a young Black female coming from a very suburban town and then joining the military, it's been super interesting ride. Not knowing what to expect, for one. And for two, like, I was thrown right into deployment when I came into the military. It was the 9/11 had popped 2001. I came in 2003. And they was deploying. They was deploying like mug. And I went straight to the heart of deployment in Killeen, Texas. And I got on a plane to the desert ASAP. Everybody that I met when I got off the plane was pregnant or broken. Like, literally, they had a cast on their body or they had a child in their stomach. And I thought it was the weirdest thing I had ever seen in my entire life to get off of a bus and see nothing but pregnant people and people with cast. And it was because 2001 had popped off, 9/11 was real, and la-di-da-di, blind, crippled, or crazy, your ass was in the desert. And if you weren't in the desert, then you were deployed or literally could not leave because you had a cast on your body and they could not afford to deploy you. Like, you couldn't make it through. And that's when I came in the military. And I came in and I was shell-shocked already coming off the bus. I was like, oh, God. Everybody kept telling me, oh, don't get pregnant. Don't get pregnant when you get to Texas. Don't get pregnant. And I'm like, what do you mean don't get pregnant? Why would I get pregnant? I ain't got pregnant all these years. Oh. It's in the water, like my mother would say. Everybody here is damn it pregnant. I can't. I ain't got kind of time. So I ended up not getting pregnant, but I got the lesser of the two, and I got sent to Iraq. Maybe 3 months, 2 months, a month. No, 3 weeks. 3 weeks after being in Killeen, Texas in 2004, my ass got on a plane to Iraq. I am so unhappy that I was a part, but I am grateful that I made it out. You guys, thank you for listening to Simply Tease Life. And this has been another edition of me, Simply T Double E Poetry. Don't know what to do. Get at me. Let go. So presently I'm standing here right now, your soul. What you want from me? Concluding, concentrating on my music lover and my babies. Baby, wanna ask you later for a ticket out of town. So can I get a window seat? Hey. Don't want nobody next to me. I just want a ticket out of town to look around and say the excited to be witnessing such an amazing person in the studio today. You guys, she is Miss Dawn Strozier, celebrity fitness trainer, nutritionist, radio personality, and all around beautiful spirit. I'm super excited for you all to hear everything that she has to offer to you guys because it is a lot. I don't know if we have enough time in the day. However, we are going to begin to tap into just a little bit of the things that she's been going on, the things that she has going on, and all the things that she will do in the future. So let me introduce to you guys Miss Dawn Strozier, and I'm gonna let her tell you a little bit about who she is.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm excited about being here. This is good.
Thank you.
This is really good. I am the founder of DS Fitness and Nutrition, and also the founder of Fit to Win Boot Camp, which I'm super excited about. I've been training for about 20 years, and wow. I've been blessed to actually spend some time with some amazing people. My career has been good. I've had the opportunity of training A-list actors to just regular stay-at-home moms to children, which is, I think, is where my heart is because I don't have any. So I have a passion for helping people be their absolute best.
Right.
Mentally and physically. This is what I love to do.
Wow. Yeah. That's crazy. I'm like so interested because I'm not into fitness. So it's like watching you is very motivating.
Well, you look great. You have time. You look really good.
It's so good to like watch you. It's just like amazing. I was actually just this morning, I was watching some of your videos and my business partner was there and he was like, who was that? Like looking at my phone, I was like, oh, that's Miss Dawn Schoser. I'm going to interview her later today. And he was like, she doing them burpees like that? Like she doing toe touches? I was like, yeah. Yeah, she's a real
and
one.
And that was my birthday workout.
Was it? Yes, ma'am.
I'm do it again this year. My birthday's coming up March the 12th.
March the 12th.
And that same workout, those same five series of very challenging exercises, I'm going to do those again. Those are called actually, I did regular burpees and monster or gorilla burpees.
Okay. Yeah,
it's
no. Powerful. I'm not. Yeah, you're a monster.
Okay.
Yeah, you're a monster. Oh, and March 12th. My birthday is March 14th.
Pisces. All right now. Yes.
That's why I feel you. That's why the energy is absolutely there. So let's talk about how you got into fitness. Like, how did that even come about? Has it always been that way for you?
Actually, my journey to fitness has been interesting. Well, I grew up in a very athletic family. So my father ran track. Really fast runner.
Okay.
And my mother actually had a dance studio, and she named it after my brother, sister, myself. It was called Carl and Michaela Thomas Dance Studio.
Oh, wow.
I was a gymnast first. So I did gymnastics, and I competed.
Oh,
my brother did karate, taekwondo, and he actually went to, I think, their form of Olympics for about 7 years straight, and he dominated. He was really awesome. My sister actually plays the piano by ear. She can hear something one time and play it.
Wow.
So I came from a family that was very active in a number of things. And as I got older, my love for gymnastics, my love for being athletic kind of was my safe haven, so to speak. It actually birthed, when I got old enough to make my own decisions, I decided I wanted to still do gymnastics and dance. And I wanted a career trying to putting those things together.
Right.
Believe it or not, I moved to Los Angeles, California to tap dance.
What? Wow, I would never guess.
The famous Henry Letang, he went to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
I was afraid of Vegas, so I came to California and said I was going to actually commute. And I got off the plane, and life started, you know. What I thought was going to just really be an amazing start here. I ended up being homeless on the street, believe it or not.
Wow.
I was on the street for a good minute.
Wow.
And but I chose to stay because I just felt like California was what God wanted me to be, and there were some things he was going to do with me here. So I had to push through and grow. Fast forward, started dating here in L.A., and you know what? I brought some insecurities with me from Cleveland. Some things I really didn't like about me, and I found myself, funny story, I was out on a date with a leather jacket on down to my knees. It was 90 degrees outside. He was like, what's wrong? He was trying to figure out what's up with the jacket. When he met me out on the jacket, he's saying, what's up with her? So we're at the table. He asked me, you want to take your jacket off? I said, no. And sweat rush started running down my face. He knew something was wrong. He said, baby, you're beautiful. What is it? You got some insecurities. Let me help you work on them. Let me bring out what I see.
Wow.
That obviously you don't. He took me to the gym. I was insecure about being thin, about being really, there was a point in my life, when be real honest with you, I didn't like looking in the mirror. Cleveland, Ohio, all the women are thick, voluptuous.
Mm-hmm.
I was a size zero, high school, all my life.
Right.
About 124 pounds, exactly what I weigh right now. Looked a little different then.
Right.
Because now I was shaped with a little muscle. So he taught me, he said, you know what, it's nothing like working on yourself. Knowing that you're working on your issues can kind of pull the insecurity, the self-doubt out. And he took me to the gym, introduced me to a guy named Charles Glass, the godfather of bodybuilding, changed my life. And from that moment, I fell in love with how the gym made me feel. And I felt like I wanted everyone to experience this. I had an issue I was dealing with, but I felt amazing because I was working on it. It wasn't fixed yet.
Right.
But I was working on it. Because I was working on it, it made me feel like a new person.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yes,
when I found out that you can build a butt in a gym, I think I went to the gym every day to squat, walking lunges, right? A donkey kick.
Yeah.
It was life changing. So I said, I'm going to build me a body. It was funny growing up, I would someone just would stop by the house to see me, and they'd see my sister. Totally opposite from me. She's built like my mom. I'm built like my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I would see them in their mind, literally switch teams. Wow. They were like, they look at me and look back at her and like, what happened?
Wow.
And it really created something that was devastating for me. I started beginning to doubt how beautiful I was. Mm-hmm. But the gym allowed me to work on that outer appearance, which gave me a sense of confidence, a sense of assurance, and later on down the line, I had to work on that inner part. But I started speaking on health and wellness with Mr. Les Brown first.
Oh, I love him.
I spoke. It's one of my closest friends. We were at the National Speakers Association. I remember him. We were trying to figure out what my talk was going to be. And at that time, I just got into fitness, and he looked, and it says the next $1 trillion industry was in health and wellness. He looked at me and said, that's your talk. You're going to start talking on health and wellness. And so I started getting paid as a speaker first.
What?
And then I got a call. Just hanging around this, and God, and I'm a guy, I can't take the credit.
Right.
God put me in the right circles. Where I got a call doing some small training here and there. I got a call from some people in the industry. And then that's when I started my career as a celebrity trainer. And what was so exciting, I was able to marry the love for dance and the love for fitness.
Right.
I married those two together and started doing Zumba, started doing dance fitness, hip-hop step. Before it became hip-hop step, I was doing all that a long time ago, girl. But anyway, that's how I got started, and the rest is history. After that, God just did his thing.
And luckily,
I've been able to make a good living at it.
Right.
It's been good.
So let's talk. I want to go back to, because this is so important for everybody.
Yes.
For two things. One thing that you mentioned was kind of like the body shaming.
Yeah.
And people don't tend to recognize that it's not always the big girls
right.
who have their body shamed. That it
yeah.
seems like we're in a point, especially depending on where you're from. Like if you're from the South, like mm-hmm. I am, it's all about the thickness
yes.
in a woman, you know,
yes.
and if you're in Hollywood, you know, mm-hmm. it's all about this perfect body shape,
right.
small stomach, thick thighs.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody ever tends to think it's the other way around.
Right.
You know,
I was going through some serious challenges. I didn't like looking in the mirror, and my family would discount it because, girl, you cute, stop.
Right.
I would wear 2 pair of pants, 3 or 4 pair of shorts underneath my pants to make my butt look bigger. I went through some things that was serious for me. Luckily, my mother taught me dance and theater. She had us in tap dancing, ballet, jazz, mind jazz, tap, competing. There was just a different wheel. There was just something a little different in me that kept me going.
Right.
But most women nowadays, this insecurity takes over and it kind of cripples them when they can't move.
Right.
I remember I knew enough to get some help. Listen, I started seeking help for myself because I didn't want to feel this way and I didn't want to become suicidal. But it was real for me.
Right.
Les Brown says that don't let someone's opinion of you be your reality. So it worked in verse for me. They thought I was okay. My reality was I wasn't. I needed some help. I was screaming for help. And regardless of what you see on the outside, this beautiful girl, on the inside, I was falling apart.
Right.
So I needed to, and even after I got myself, I built the quads. I built some round glutes, nice round muscle bellies. That's just my outer frame. It was time to work on that inner person. Or I was just still, I was cute, right? But on the inside, I was still crumbling.
Right.
I ended up looking for some help. Ran into Miss Lisa Nichols before she became Lisa Nichols' secret. She's a contributing author to The Secret.
Okay.
I remember she was my life coach for a while. I was smart enough to get help, right?
Wow.
Help doesn't mean that you're weak. You get help so that you can remain strong.
Come on.
Has nothing to do with you being weak, or it's just so that you can remain strong. So I called her and I said, I need some help. I need some help working on me. I'm changing clothes about 7 or 8 times. And I ended up putting back on the same clothes. I don't like people looking at me. Mm. I remember one day she called me. She found out my schedule. Let me know what your day's like. I had no idea what she had planned. One day in the middle of my 7 changes, she said, hey, I need you to walk out the house right now with what you got on. Whatever you have
what?
On, just stop what you're doing and walk out. I said, oh, I can't. She says, no, stop now. Because there are some things that you have to crush. You know, there's some things that you have to be drastic to get through.
Mm.
I ended up walking outside in a thong and a bra. Walking down the street.
Yes.
Okay, and she's like, just what? My neighbor's running out with a towel. Like, what are you doing?
Really?
But this is what we had to do to stop that pattern that I was creating. So I got to 3 pairs of clothes and had to walk out the door. So she called me every month. She only gave me 3 changes. Walk out the door. You got 3 changes, and you have to wear that for the rest of the day. I had to pull it together. Fortunately, that day I couldn't be naked all day. So I went in, and she gave me a chance to pull myself together. But it was life-changing for me. Lisa Nichols is absolutely amazing. The inner work she has you do on you.
Mm-hmm.
Because the outer work was done.
Right.
The inner work I had to turn around and do after that. The outer work was just a mask. But until I did the inner work, that's what you see here today.
I'm so grateful that you brought it up, because I think it's something that I feel like that whole mental health has, especially now, has become a buzzword.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh yeah, you need to work on your mental health. And it's something that our culture, we're now saying, but I still don't feel like.
Right. Oh, we're getting into it.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, and I feel like people like you, when you have like a strong woman like you, saying, no, really.
Yeah.
Like, I needed somebody to pull something out of me.
Mm-hmm. I knew it was there. I just didn't know how to get to it. And I was smart enough to hire a coach. I remember being graduating from high school. I graduated from high school just wanting to get out. I didn't go to prom.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to my graduation. Give me the certificate. I knew I was on my way somewhere. I didn't need that.
Right.
I wanted to finish school so I could start really doing the work that counted. I remember looking at my high school, degree,
mm-hmm.
and saying, now I just need a coach.
Hmm.
This was at, 18, 17? No, where did you graduate? 16?
18.
I was saying, now, if I can find a coach to help me navigate through life, I'll be okay. And it took me to the age of 20 to find Lisa Nichols, who talked about how important the other part of development was. Now I'm a life coach licensed with Awakening, which is amazing. I got certified a few years ago, and it changed the game. It changed my career, changed my income. Because when I first started coaching, because, you know, every trainer is a coach, I would tell people what to do. Now I coach by telling people it's already in you. You tell me what you need to do. And I hold you accountable.
Wow.
So that's what she did to me. I told her my challenges. She sat there and listened. And she just fit in where she needed to and pulled it out. So it's important for you to do the work. And sometimes you need the help. And it's okay to get the help, the professional help. That's Black folks don't do that.
Right.
Because we think it's embarrassing.
Right.
But the other cultures, the other nationalities, they do it starting at 7, 8 years old. They're taking their kids to the chiropractor. They got a therapist. They're on the couch. Like, they're paying bills.
Right. Right. Like, what's your problem?
Yeah. Like. One of my clients was 14 years old, going to see her therapist every week. And I was like, well, what's wrong? But I said, nothing. We just stand on top of it.
Wow.
A straight-A student. Want to make sure she's not struggling with anything.
Right.
We want to maintain that. But we don't have the money to do it, so most of the times we don't have the money. But when we do get the money, it's so important to do the work, and if you need to help, ask for help.
I agree.
Help can be life-changing.
I agree. And I feel like just sometimes it starts because it starts by having the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, right now, having that conversation and saying, it needs to be done.
Right.
You know, like, it needs to be done. And you do look beautiful, sis.
Yeah.
But you know when you go home at night,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you uncomfortable.
Right.
And everything's beautiful. Your money coming in.
Yeah.
You got all the accolades, but you ain't happy.
And we don't surround ourselves with people who speak the truth in our lives. We surround ourselves with people who make us feel good. But I have 5 sisters that would check me. Hey, what's up? They saw a jacket around my waist. They'd be like, are you all right? You slipping? I'm like, no, I just want it just in case for later it gets chilly.
Right.
You know, but I had people in my life after I started doing the work to help me accountable that would see stuff and say, are you okay? And I'm heavily involved in church. I love church.
Yes, ma'am.
Can't leave God out. I think when you know that there's a higher power cheering, orchestrating the events behind the scene on your behalf,
right.
It gives you a stronger fight.
Right.
So whatever your faith is, mine just happens to be my Lord and Savior, the death, burial, and resurrection. That's what I believe in. But that strong power keeps me going, gives me a reason to get up. every day.
Yes.
You know, when I graduated from high school, I was going through some challenges also in my with family challenges. And we'll talk about that one day. I remember 12th grade year, I went to the principal's office and I said, if I know that you want to see me every morning, if I know that you are looking for me every morning, I'll get here.
Wow.
And that's how I got out of 12th grade.
Wow.
I said, if I can just know that every morning that you're waiting for to see me, I can make it. Every morning that principal showed up at homeroom to see if I was there. Wow. I was smart enough to get help whenever I needed it. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
and absolutely. Then I was smart enough to just surround myself with folks who saw that if I started to slip, they'd check me. Yeah, that's important.
Do you feel like that part of accountability comes from your growing up in sports?
Yes, that's one thing I like about physical fitness. It shows up in other areas. It creates a hunger in you, a drive. Physically, it's the hardest thing to get under control. It's to get in shape once you lose it, right? So I tell my clients, now, if we can get this, you can get that. That's going to be easy. One of my favorite clients right now, her name is Alicia. When she first came to me, she said, I can't run. I can't do it. I said, you got bad knees? She said, no. I said, what are you, 20? Yes, you can. Let's change your shoes. She said, we started running a little bit, like 30 seconds at a time. She said, my feet bother me. So I told her, go get some better shoes. I sent some information on how your shoes can affect your back. So we got her some better shoes. Alicia has gone from running 30 seconds on and off at a 3.2, 3.4, to 20 minutes straight.
Wow.
And she's overweight. But to watch her little by little by little by little, I'm creating this little beast.
Right, right, right.
You know, and then we're celebrating every win. She got a celebration walk, you know, that she does. And we clap and cheer for her. Oh, that's big.
Right.
That's really big. So now she goes to work with a whole nother attitude. You know, working out helps her fight her day. I believe in starting your day off with you, starting your day off working on your stuff, whether it's in personal devotion or prayer, going to the gym, because working out, it kicks off those good endorphins in your head,
mm-hmm.
and it sends you into the world ready. So, yeah, working out and being an athlete gives you a fight that you can't normally get anywhere else.
Right. It's just, it's more innate than just the physical part of working out. It just produces
it's
so many other things.
What it produces mentally is amazing.
Yeah, I probably should go running.
Because I should have gone home plenty of times.
I probably should go running.
Life wasn't going right.
Yes, it is.
I remember winning awards. I had a job for a second right before I started training. I remember working for Legal Shield, one of the legal places, the law firm.
Mm-hmm.
I remember winning awards going in there, but they had no idea I was sleeping in my car. They had no idea I was sleeping in the storage space. They had no idea I was trying to pull myself, out of the street. They had no idea, but I was going to the gym first, working out, getting dressed and going into work. They saw the happy me.
Mm.
They was like, you're amazing. I would win stuff every week there. Didn't know I was leaving y'all to get to my store before it closed to lay down. Or you guys didn't know I was leaving you to go park in front of Noel Jones's mansion in Playa Vista.
Wow.
Waking up to $1 million homes, that was my life. You know, right now, this is just a stepping stone for me.
Right.
They didn't know I was doing that. But because I was going to the gym, getting it in,
mm-hmm.
creating that good endorphin, that happy drug in my head, I was able to go out here with a whole other attitude. So, yeah, exercise and being physically fit, being an athlete, does something to you.
That's amazing. And I feel like, so I want to kind of switch gears and go back to your motivational speaking mm-hmm. and coaching, because that's what you've been doing this entire conversation. And I think that it reminds me of just your conversation earlier. And I feel like it's almost like your way of giving back to like what has gotten you to where you are. Because I'm like, well, and sometimes we don't do that. Sometimes we're like, oh, that's kind of got me there, but I don't want to do that. You know, like, oh, yeah, my family had a store, but I don't want to do that. You know, and it's like you don't give back to what brought you to be able to do what you want to do. But I feel like that has become like your entire...
Oh, it's been my life. I knew I was supposed to do this. I knew it. I knew this. I knew that. I've always said if I had somebody that can show me how to do life, I'll do it and do it well. So I wanted to be what I didn't have for someone else. And God's just using the fitness industry to allow me to be that. That's it. And to get a bigger stage, a bigger audience. He's allowing me, that's to be the vehicle for me to speak. Yeah, absolutely. So I love it. I love what I do for a living.
I love that you love it because people, I feel like some people are just doing it to do it. And I feel like for you, it's like a holistic lifestyle. Yeah. Like it's more to it than just the working out portion.
Absolutely.
It brings the whole coaching,
yes,
mental health, like all that all plays a part in going to the gym.
Yeah.
Speaking of going to the gym, I hear you have a new gym.
Yes. You know what? What's so exciting about my gym is I get the opportunity to do all those things. It's called Fit to Win Bootcamp.
Fit to Win
And the tag is being your best. It's not just about working out. It's about winning. So I'm creating an atmosphere where we teach you how to win in every area of your life.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, all in the gym.
All in the gym.
What?
All in the gym.
That is interesting.
All in the gym. We're going to create a community where we're going to learn how to win, not just in working out, but in everything. So we're going to have, do a few talks. We're doing a vision board party, and what we call the new vision board is an action board.
Okay.
We're not just putting big pictures up on the board and talking about this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to create some action steps on how to get it happen. Let me tell you. I went to a vision board party. I was invited, and it cost $3,000 to get in.
Mm.
And if you can pay $3,000, you can imagine what kind of vision these guys were laying out, right?
Right, right.
But this was their second one. This was their follow-up to the beginning of the year. And the person who actually reached their goals won all the money that was in the room. So it was about 12 people in the room. Each person paid $3,000. From my understanding, maybe it was more people gotten free.
Right.
But the person who reached their goals took the pot.
Wow.
Way to start off the second quarter, the second or third quarter of your year, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I believe it was halfway through, the second quarter for them. It was amazing. When I saw these guys put on a board, we're not putting pictures. We're talking about what are your goals? My goal is this. And it was one cardboard with one picture with action steps on how to do it.
Ooh, I like it.
And then there was another area. What's this? They dreamed different. It was life changing.
Yes.
So we're doing action boards December. Okay. I think the date is the 16th.
Okay.
I'd love to invite you.
I would love to come.
We're gonna lay out 2020, what we want to accomplish, what our goals are, and we're going to put up a couple of pictures and map it out. Then we're gonna get back together and see how we're doing.
That is, and this is part of the gym.
Yeah, this is part of the gym. We're doing it right there in that space.
What?
Yes, it's right in the gym. And whoever comes, we're gonna charge, get in, and whoever the second half of the year when we charge to get in, whoever reached their goals, gonna win the pot.
That's beautiful.
Isn't this
now that is beautiful. Yeah. I love that thought.
Yes.
See, this is why I need to go to the gym right here.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have someone talking on being financially fit that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about being mentally and emotionally fit. Just like 20 minutes so that we can lay out what our dreams are and write down those actions and kind of spend some time sharing. It's going to be awesome.
That is so... when I talk about this show and talk about the paradigm shift, this is the epitome of what I'm talking about. It is, the pattern is the gym.
Yeah.
That is the pattern. People go to the gym, they go to the gym, they exercise, they go to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
The shift is when you go to the gym and get something else.
Uh-huh.
When, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And this is the shift. You are the all shift.
Okay. I like that. You know what's interesting? The same drive and tenacity, the same determination, all that it takes to be a leader in your field is what it takes for you to win when it comes to your weight loss goals. But it doesn't work. It doesn't work the other way around.
Hmm.
It works from the gym into your work. It doesn't work from your work into your gym.
Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I
know some
that.
Very successful people who cannot handle getting themselves, can't pull it together when it comes to getting in shape, but they can go out here and they can win in their careers. But when it comes to, they emotionally just all over the place, physically dying, diabetes, hypertension, stroking out, but you running a $1 million company. But when you learn how to fight through and practice some discipline.
You better
and
teach.
And push back from the table.
You better teach.
You know, and when you figure out those bad habits and you place them with some good ones, because habits are there for a reason. And if you don't place them with something better, you'll go back to the bad habit. There's a reason why you smoke.
Right.
And we need to figure out why you're smoking or why you're biting your nails.
Hmm.
My brother smokes because, you know, he says, I'm just nervous half the time. Or I'm worried half the time. So we had to start giving him some daily affirmations. When you get nervous, we need to, let's talk through this. You know, when your mind goes negative, your mouth goes positive. We need you to say it and hear yourself say it.
Right.
And talk you out of this. So they don't, the transition is different. So the gym allows you to go into the world and fight, but the fight you got in the world can't help you in the gym. It's just different.
I get it. I completely agree with you, because one of my hugest things, and I've listened to Mr. Les Brown for one to have these conversations, but they always talk about the money's in the discipline. Mm-hmm. Like, until you learn the disciplines, right. And to me, some of the most disciplined people are people that go to the gym.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's so hard to do. It's so hard to be like, because it's so easy not to do. What's easy to do is easy not to do, right? So it's like, oh, I'll go tomorrow. Like, it's easy not to do. It's easy to go, too. And it's just like hard to make that decision every day.
Right.
Just go.
Yeah.
And then I feel like people in the gym, they have that. They have the go.
Or athletes, they have it. They have it. They have the drive.
Right.
It shows up in other areas, and it's just phenomenal.
You're right, and I totally
agree. And
they
have some exceptions to those rules, but yeah.
Yeah, but it's just, yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. I totally, totally agree. So I wanna switch gears. We're gonna take a small break, and then when we get back, we are gonna talk to Dawn Schozer on how she got into radio, and what that sounds like, and talking about Erica Campbell and Steve Harvey and all of that. So you guys stay tuned to the Paradigm Shift Convo.
Volunteering to help people in need is a noble gesture. Volunteering to lay down your life for your country is a sacrifice that can never be repaid. In an effort to keep my fellow veterans connected to society and each other, this is VetNet.
Many veterans know about the basic benefits available to them through the Department of Veteran Affairs. But within these programs, there are little known benefits to improve the lives of veterans and help ease some financial burden. Here are my top five veteran benefits that you may have never heard of, but all veterans should see if they qualify for. First, we want to talk about TRICARE. So my number five is aid and attendance program. Many veterans are eligible to receive money to cover the cost of nursing homes, assisted living programs, and other long-term care options. With the ability for couples to receive up for $25,000 a year and surviving spouses to receive up to $13,000 a year to cover the cost for long-term care. Number four, caregiver support. Should you have a heart and take care of an ailing veteran at home, the Department of Veteran Affairs offers a caregiver support program. While this program doesn't offer any monetary support to caregivers, they do provide free support line and caregiver support coordinators to help navigate military benefits and the stress of caregiving. Now, let's move in to your VA loan. My number three is mortgage help. Veterans having trouble with their mortgage payments are eligible for repayment assistance through the Department of Veteran Affairs. Options include special repayment plans, loan forbearance, and loan modification programs. Additional benefits are available to veterans with VA loans and for homeless veterans. Number two, VA foreclosure. The VA maintains a list of homes serviced by the VA loans that go into foreclosure. Veterans have the ability to search the list and acquire properties and purchase homes at a huge discount. Now, you don't have to be a veteran to search the properties, but all the properties qualify for VA financing. And number one, education. Let's talk about the GI Bill, the certification program. In addition to receiving credits to use towards a college degree, the GI Bill offers up to $2,000 to help cover the cost of certification courses and other vocational training programs. This benefit will work well with veterans who wish to change their career or pursue a career path that doesn't really require a college degree, which is very personal to me because being an IT professional, my certifications and experience are equivalent to master's degrees and other top degree programs. So it's super, super dope to have this ability. But to get more information on programs within programs that you might not know about, you guys, all you have to do is visit militarybenefits.info. That's military, like the Army, the Navy, the Marines, the Air Force, the Coast Guard, military benefits, like what you want your spouse to have, especially when you get old, .info, the 411. So that's militarybenefits.info. Thank you so much for militarybenefits.info for keeping us informed and putting veteran families first. Veterans, let's stay connected.
Welcome back to the Paradigm Shift Convo, where we are still here with Ms. Dawn Strozer, celebrity fitness trainer, and we are talking about all the things that she has unleashed as a leader. So, speaking of unleashing as a leader, Ms. Dawn has co-authored two books. Let's talk about those books real quick. Tell us about how that happened.
Let me tell you how that happened. I got a phone call. I was hanging out with Les Brown, good friend of mine. Got a call and asked me if I want to co-author a book with Les Brown and the team. And of course, I said yes.
Of course.
But understand, as a speaker, you want to have a product. Now, you want to have a product that allows you to speak for free if you have a product and get paid toward the end. So as a new speaker, I needed a product. So I co-authored Unleash a Leader with You and Unleash the Winner with You. And I'm talking about leadership as it relates to fitness and unleashing the winner with you as it relates to fitness. I co-authored just one chapter, powerful chapter though. But let me tell you how life-changing it was. If you know who Mr. James Melichek is, he's killing the fitness arena. He is doing some amazing things. A lot of followers on Instagram. He's in Vegas one day at an event. He's selling his books. I get a call to speak because I'm one of the authors on the back. I'm the only fitness speaker in there.
Wow.
He's out again doing some stuff. I get a call to speak. I'm the only fitness person in there. My picture's on the back of the book. So co-authoring books is a great way for you to get speaking engagements as well as take opportunities for free and sell from the back of the room, something I learned from the Les Brown Speakers Conference. So it's been life-changing.
Okay.
It's been life-changing. So I have a full book coming out real soon. I'll be back to tell you more about it. I'm super excited.
Oh, yes.
We're going to roll out some stuff 2020.
Yes.
That is good.
Yes, yes. That's awesome. I'm a fan. I have two of my best friends just wrote books, and I'm like, I feel like I should write a book.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. I'm like,
you can do it.
I see the impact that words obviously have and how important it is to have them last.
Yes.
To last.
Absolutely.
And books definitely do that. So I wanted to also discuss your radio situation and kind of like how Miss Dawn went from like, oh, yeah, I speak on stages to like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and get behind this microphone now.
I believe there's nothing I can't do.
I know. I'm like, wait, where?
And if I can't do it, I figure it out along the way. So I had the pleasure of being interviewed about similar to this with Mr. Wes Hall, a great radio personality. Right now he's on Accelerated Radio. And he invited me in to talk about my career. And I just fell in love watching him. My mouth dropped. And then I started getting texts saying, you're good at this, you're good at this. Now, the running joke is, when I was training with Mr. Steve Harvey in New York City, I would walk into the room, and because I was also cooking 6 meals a day for him, I'd walk into the room, bring him a snack or whatever, and he'd say, okay, you guys, that is a grown woman that's not a kid who just entered. He'd make fun of my voice.
Right.
I have my sexy voice on right now. But anyway, he would make fun of my voice and would say, she could never do radio. Well, at the time, I was sitting in front of Wes Hall. If you've ever heard him do radio, he has a way of making anybody sound good.
Right.
He made me sound so good, I thought I could do his job. So at the end of the interview, I said, hey, I want to come back. I want you to, I asked him if I could offer him some ideas as it relates to health and wellness, can I offer him some tidbits? And he said, yes. And so he thought I was going to send them over via radio. I said, no. I showed up to the next. He's like, you're here? I said, yeah. I said, I'm going to give you some. He said, I thought you were sending them over. I said, no, I'm going to do them in person. So happy I did. So happy I did. So I'm sitting there. In walks in this power couple. I'm like, she had on like a fur, and he was just looking just amazing. And I'm watching them. I'm like, who's this?
Right.
She sits down. We interview her.
Okay.
And immediately I knew that this was a team that was going to take me where I wanted to go.
Wow.
So I was introduced that day to Lion Pack Music Group, formerly Ready, Set, Impact.
Okay.
I was introduced to the man.
Okay. Mr. Nate Impact.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Nate Jolly, he changed my life.
Right.
So I knew that I was going to do some work with him. I got his number, called him. He got me in the studio. We created some things. We created maybe 50 or so. He's truly a gift.
Wow.
The guy is gifted when it comes to producing.
I agree.
And he, listen, when anybody can sit there and allow me to sing, which is a running joke, and have no, and make you think that you can sing.
You're good.
Right. Yeah, he allowed me to sing a complete song. And be like, God, start over. And I had to, and I took, I picked, what's that song by, is it a day? What is that song? The hardest song in the world to sing. He allowed me to, after every session, he allowed me to live my dreams.
Insane.
In the studio.
Wow.
With that microphone.
Right.
And he helped me develop confidence that I could do anything. Oh, yeah. Hang around the right folks. They'll, right. they'll have you believing that you have some true talent. Right. And that's what actually happened. He packaged me so well, I started knocking on some other doors. Hmm. And from being on the West Hall show, he said, hey, Dawn, I think you need to give this thing a try on your own. You need to figure out what your next act is going to be. So I said, okay, I can't jump around forever, regardless of how good I look doing it. So what's going to be your next thing? So Nate and I sat down and we put together, along with the other part of Ready, Set, Impact, we put together my actual show.
Okay.
And I had my own radio show for a whole year. It's called Build the Body You Want.
Okay.
Then I got asked to, I was doing two shows at one time. I was doing You Are the Money radio show with Wes Hall, which I still do. And then I was doing my show, radio show. And then I got asked to do a television show called, well, it's a Facebook Watch show, which is now being played in Atlanta. And congratulations to the producer of that show. She's doing some amazing things. So, LaVonda, congratulations. That show's running in Atlanta. It's called, it is called The Blend. And
The Blend.
I'm a fitness expert on The Blend. It's a mind, body, spirit show. It's absolutely great. The second season's about to start in January. So I got invited to take that show. So I put my show on hold. Putting my show on hold opened me up to be on a current show that I'm on called Love Thyself Radio Show. We talk about loving yourself, which my story fits completely.
Right.
I'm one of the hosts on that show on Sundays at 7 p.m. with Keisha Carter. So we share with you just principles, biblical principles of loving who you are. And we ended last night's show with the Bible does not command you to love yourself. It already assumes that you do.
Right.
But it commands you to love your neighbor as yourself. And as you love your neighbor, it shows the world how you love you. Does that make sense?
That is revolutionary.
I've been getting so many texts about our clothes last night.
Yeah, that's revolutionary.
It was awesome. How you love other people shows how you love yourself. Because usually, we nasty and evil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And a lot of times, they got nothing to do with you. It has something to do with us. What's
Absolutely.
Going on inside of us. We don't like ourselves that much. So, I love that show.
Okay.
I love it.
Awesome. Love Thyself. So speaking of Love Thyself and all the radio shows. And
I'm on another show called The Business Zone with Crystal with Crystal Mitchell. And that show actually is on once every Friday. That show is about young entrepreneurs because I'm in the fitness industry. But guess what? It's my business.
Right.
I am an entrepreneur. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've had a job. Thank the Lord.
Wow.
For 20 years.
Wow.
I've been making my own income, which is not easy to do.
No.
There's been times when I got to reinvent myself. In a matter of night, in like a night, because I need some money.
Right.
So that show is to kind of help young entrepreneurs stay the course, and it's really, really good.
I like that. I want you to, before we wrap up, I want you to go ahead and put all of the things in places that people can find you.
Okay.
Whether it's for fitness,
right.
to get some healing,
yes.
to love thyself,
yes.
all of that, because you have so many different
yes.
platforms that you sit on. So the best way to get in contact with Ms. Dawn Schoser, let the people know.
You can find me on all social media at DawnStrozier, at Dawn Schoser, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. LinkedIn, I'm Dawn Schoser. I'm branding that. You can also find me, Love Thyself, on Sundays, the first and third Sundays at 7 p.m. with Keisha Carter. You can find me on the Business Zone on Fridays at 7. No, I'm sorry, at 3 o'clock. You can watch that on Instagram or listen to it on Morris Media. The other Love Thyself is on KJLH 102.3. You can find me on Thursdays with Wes Hall, Accelerated Radio, or You Are the Money radio show. And You can find me real soon. Fit to Win Boot Camp. Hey. Yeah. You guys, if you want 3 free classes, opt in. Fit to Win Bootcamp.com. Fit to Win Bootcamp.com. Sign up for your 3 free classes. And there you have it.
Ms. Dawn Shoja, thank you so, so much for gracing me with your presence it's today. Over. Explaining everything to my listeners. I'm super excited. You are amazing.
Thank you.
We appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
This has been the Paradigm Shift Convo.
Back in the day, wooden soapboxes were used as platforms for orators to speak to the masses. And now, these speakers are known as slammers, spoken word artists, poets, exposing divisive culture and their souls 3 minutes at a time. And this segment is my modern day wooden platform. So listen carefully as a new artist takes the stage and I bring you today's 90 Second Soapbox.
Peace. This is Anais out of Chicago. And this poem is after the Song of Solomon 3:4. I have found the one my soul loves. When soul speaks by physical touch, he loves me selfishly, like he wants to be loved with self-care. Reflection, skinny, brown, nappy, reincarnate with phallus. He's so like me, but not me. We actually nothing similar. The exception, all this honey on cocoa-colored cotton. We juice, sweat, heat, blow, touch. We speak in tongues, read in body. He whispers sweet everlastings to my fruit. She ripens. Deluge. Soaks candied nectar into soil. He glitters from her waters like made new. Rises, smiles, fed but famished. Rises, anticipating full course. Rises, swell, enduring. Staff, capable, weighted, immaculate. Patient, I, supine, with legs high. He began with toes, grazed cheek over my foot, gently while gliding digits like bow over violin strings, played my shin from ankle to caps, tickled inside thighs with tips like butterfly wings, chirped a grasshopper song over mound, while listening to me sing his praises, he tuned me in readiness for his drum stick. I was his own beat, rhythm, cadence, pulse, undulating to every gesture. I transformed into a puddle of a score, his favorite melody, silently beckon his member by lip bite, lick, pucker, wet, open, wrap my extended round his swollen, sip, grip, dart, spit, brush, swallow, kiss, smirk. We rest, hydrate, verse, laugh, soul gaze. That stimulates, stirs, urges, drives him firm, drives me tumid, knees slow grind inside wrist, lip prints, caress, feel, skin, asks me if he can keep it. He cloaked me, I wore him. We became consummate garments of black ardor. That's that piece.
So this concludes another episode of the Paradigm Shift Convo. We are here every single Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For everything Simply Tea and to get previews to upcoming shows, visit simplyteepoetry.com. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. This is your girl, Simply Tea, Doubly Poetry. Y'all know what to do. Get at me. Let go.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.